What's up, y'all? This is your boy, DJ BJ Clark, with the After Work Drive Show, right here on 104.5 WRFU. I want to invite you to tune in every Tuesdays and Thursdays at 5 p.m. for the After Work Drive Show with your boy, DJ BJ Clark. I'll see you in the future.
104.5 WRFU.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of East to West. Thank you to my lovely assistant for helping me set up today. Today, I just want to talk about a lamp and light. And what does a lamp have to do with anything in the gospel? When we think of a lamp, we think of, an object that lights the darkness. And so we're just going to talk about how we can become a lamp, how we're called to become a lamp. And when we get that light of God in us, what we're supposed to do with it and what we're not supposed to do with it. You know, many times, we forget all too often in this troubled world that we do have a light inside of us that's supposed to burn bright and that's supposed to burn out the darkness in our lives, in the world's lives, in people's lives. And so, so we're just going to talk about that today. We're going to talk a little Super Bowl. I'd like to talk about that. Even though I don't have a dog in the fight per se, I'm still excited to watch it. I'm still excited to just see this competition, where these two teams are struggling to gain ground, struggling to get to that end zone, to score just enough points to win and defeat the other team. But first of all, let's just get into it right now. So I'm going to read a parable from Luke chapter 8, and starts in verse 16, and it talks about the revealed light. This is what I like about this parable. It's not talking about a light. It's not talking about, a dim light. It's not talking about a light that's supposed to be kept, hidden or turned off. It's a revealed light. God is saying to us, it's time that we turn the light switch on in our souls and in our walks with Him and in our life. So that way, people can see the light of God. It says, no one, when he has lit a lamp, covers it with a vessel or puts it under a bed, but sets it on a lampstand that those who may enter may see the light. For nothing is sacred that will not be revealed, nor anything hidden that will not be known and come to light. Therefore, take heed all you, how you hear, for whoever has to him, more will be given, and whoever does not have, even though what he has seems will be taken from him. So this is a very, very, I feel like a very pivotal moment in our Christian life, in our Christian mindset, because it's just, God is very clearly calling us to be a light, to the world, to be a light to those who are struggling in their own darkness with whatever they're going through. It's time for us to set down our agendas and to set down our ideals and ideas and surrender those, that we may pick up this lampstand that God has given us to walk out into the darkness of someone's life and say, enter in. Follow the light. A few years ago, my wife and I went to Prince Edward Island in Canada. Beautiful. One of the most beautiful places I've ever seen. If you can picture rolling hills, mountains, trees. I mean, it's just blue sky, beautiful. It was just absolutely beautiful. And we got to go to this cove, and it had probably one of the most photographed lighthouses in the world. It's amazing. It's just beautiful. It's rustic. It's just awesome. I've never ever seen a lighthouse in person. I've never been to one, but just the magnitude of it, just walking up and seeing this thing, this building with this huge light on top, and knowing that for hundreds of years, sailors could sail their ships into this cove by that light. Even when it was foggy, they knew to look for the light. And they knew that light would guide them to safety. That light would guide them into this cove. And it was just amazing. I mean, it's just one of the most fond memories I've ever had. It was amazing. We got to go in, go up to the top, look around, and it's just crazy to think that this symbol, you know, of this lighthouse really, if we think about it, really represents that Christian light that God has put in us to just walk out and light out the world. It's just amazing. I love it. You know, other places it talks about how you don't, you know, when I was a child, you know, in school, Sunday school, we'd always sing that, "This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine." Sorry, I cannot sing very well, but you remember the song. And it's talking about, I'm not gonna put it under a bush, I'm not gonna put it under a rock, I'm gonna let it shine. And it's just amazing that at such an early age that song was implanted into me. Now, further on down the road, that light wasn't as bright as it should have been, you know, but it was still there, and it's still there with you, it's still there with all of us. There's a light inside of us, and that light can be come in the form of compassion, mercy, grace, forgiveness, trust, do-overs. I mean, I think one of the greatest things we can do for our broken relationships or for somebody that's wounded us is a do-over. It's amazing. It's a do-over. You know, let's try this again. Let's wipe the slate clean. Let's do this again. I mean, it's just amazing how when we do that, how that light just intensifies. I mean, it's like, you know, when you walk into a room and you turn the light on for the first few seconds, your eyes are kind of, you know, trying to adjust to this light. But boy, man, aren't we glad that we have the light in the darkness to see, you know, what we couldn't see before? I'm glad I have a light, because I tell you, I probably would be wearing a lot of mismatched socks to work. Because, you know, the light helps us to see what we need to see. It helps provide that light that we can use to guide our life, to help guide other people's life. You know, a few nights ago, you know, we did One Winter Night. Amazing. Amazing. I love that it's done in the dark. I love that it's done in the dark of night, because in the dark of night, you just see all these, it's like I see all these little lampstands, you know, by the boxes, in the volunteer room, in the registration area, you know, on the smiles. I see hundreds of lampshades out there. You know, it's just, for me, they're not just box dwellers. They're not just somebody who wants to spend the night in the cold and say, "Woohoo, I spent the night in a box." I think these are actual lampstands. And I think when we look at each other, we need to see each other as lampstands. And some of us may need a bulb change, or a little oil added to the wick, but we're all lampstands. We're all capable of shining light in the darkness. You know, God has given us that. That's I believe one of the great mighty things that we are inherently born with is this light that can be used to light things and to cast out darkness and to cast out fear and to cast out, you know, just things that cause uncertainty and that cause, you know, it's just wonderful. I just love it. I love talking about the light. I love talking about helping people And, you know, and I think when we can really wrap our mind around this concept that everybody has a lampstand inside them, everybody has this bulb inside of them that's either turned on or turned off. And with us having ours turned on and letting us let the light of God shine through our lives, I think it helps them to realize how easy it is to turn the switch on. You know, God's not asking us to build a house here. You know, he's not asking us to wire people. He's not asking us to wire our own selves. He's just asking us, turn your light on and don't hide it. You know, don't go in a dark room and turn your light on, because a light in a dark room is just a light in a dark room. But a light in the world, when you're out in the world and people see this light in you and they see this joy and they just see this compassion, oh my gosh, it just changes. It changes everything. It does. I've seen it. I know it. I'm not just saying this in hopes that it'll work. I know it works. I know it does. I've seen so many people just changed by the light of God, because the light that's in us is not our light. We can't boast about our light. Our light is God's light. Our job is to be the vessel, to be that lampstand for God. You know, he just loves it. You know, he talks about in Revelation, you know, he talks about the churches and the lampstands, you know, and how they are in danger of having their lampstand taken away from them, because they have forgotten their first love, to love the Lord and to love their neighbors with all their heart, soul, and mind. You know, and so I don't want to see anybody's lampstand taken away. I don't. I want to see it burning bright. I want it to be burning so bright that darkness has no chance to even think about entering the picture. Now, is that a little lofty? Sure. But what does God say in the Bible? With man things are impossible, but with God, what? What? What does he say? But with God, all things are possible. And so I just believe that. I just believe that, you know, he can do that. You know, and when we really let our lampstand shine, I believe that we can really begin to walk in unity, because we're all striving for that same goal, to cast out darkness. When we have our lampstands burning brightly and we're realizing our true identity in Christ, that we are to be these beacons of light for those lost in this broken and dark world, that we're supposed to be these beacons that are not only reaching out but pointing up to Jesus. It's just amazing. It's amazing. I love it. We end up ultimately just walking in unity. You know, it just says, you know, Paul talks about it in Ephesians. In Ephesians 4, he says, you know, he talks about there is one body and one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. So if he's in us, then the light is in us. And it is our job to keep that light burning. It is our job to keep that light flowing so that people can see, especially in these times that we're going through. You know, people talk about, oh, the light at the end of the tunnel, the light at the end of the tunnel, the light at the end of the tunnel. I always have to remind them, the light is already in the tunnel. The light was at the beginning of the tunnel. The light is in the tunnel. The light is at the end of the tunnel. We don't have to go through this dark tunnel to get to the light. God has already done that for us by sending Jesus. He came through the tunnel. He brought light through the tunnel. The tunnel's already been lit. We just have to realize that, and we have to grab that. You know, in Ephesians 5, he talks about, you know, for once you were in darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord, you know, and have, you know, just reach out and realize that we are supposed to walk in this fantastic light. You know, I always, like going back to One Winter Night, I always find it interesting that I'm always reminded that it takes me getting into a box to help me get out, to think out of the box. You know, I get in the box to spend the night, but it always helps me to remind myself to get out of my own box and to get out of my own judgments and own preconceived notions. I've really gotten to connect with a guy who hangs out a lot at Springfield and Mattis. Young guy. I've been able to just chat with him a few times. You know, I brought him breakfast the other day. And it's just amazing. I'm telling you, it's just amazing that when God touches him in those conversations, and God, even though he's feels trapped in this situation, that there's a lampstand. I don't know how better to say it than there's just this little light that seeks him out, that seeks to help him in this time of struggle that he's going through. And it's just amazing. I love him. He's just a good kid. It's just let the world's darkness get to him. And I pray every day before I go to work. First of all, I pray, Lord, give me your words, and Lord, give me your light. Because sometimes it's hard to hear the words, but not so hard always to see the light. And I just love it. You know, there was old Hank Williams sang, you know, one of my favorite country songs of all time. And I know you guys know it. I Saw the Light. It's just amazing, because you just hear in his voice, you know, that physical manifestation, that physical picture of what it really is supposed to feel like when you see the light of God in your life. I mean, the light of God is so powerful that, I mean, when Jesus had the transfiguration and the light of God, the power of God shone through him, I mean, it was amazing. I mean, it was like they didn't know what to do. They were like, should we build altars? What should we do? And Jesus was like, just enjoy it. Just soak in it. You know, just enjoy that and realize that who I am by the light in my life, you know. And that's, and like Jesus says, they will know us by, they will know Jesus by our love. And what does our love do? I think our love just amps up the wattage of our light bulbs. I think that's what it does. It just amps up the wattage of the light bulbs that God has placed in our hearts. Because we all have a calling. When we're born into this world, each and every one of us has a calling. Has just this calling. And this light that's put into us. You know, I just think of, you know, the poem by Amanda Groman. I just think, oh my gosh, what a powerful lampstand that was that day. I mean, what a powerful light. I mean, just, every word was like, the wattage was getting brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter. And it was like, by the time she was done with this poem, it was like the brilliance of the sun was just shining through. It was amazing. I love it. I love it when I get to see the light in other people's lives just explode. Just, I mean, it's just amazing, you know. And so I just encourage you this week.
Say she wanna ride with me, say she wanna come and slide with me, wanna catch a vibe with me, say she tryna grind with me, try to kick it all the time with me, she steady rolling.
Say she wanna ride with me, I tell her mama she can slide with me. Say she wanna catch a vibe with me, say she tryna grind with me. She try to kick it all the time with me. She steady rolling on this ride with me. Say she wanna ride with me, I tell her mama she can slide with me. Say she wanna catch a vibe with me, say she tryna grind with me. She try to kick it all the time with me. She steady rolling on this ride with me. Baby, come and ride with me. Baby, catch a vibe with me. Let's take some trips and hit the mall. You getting fly with me. I'm always with your pretty smile and pretty eyes with it. Put you in all black cause you killing with thick thighs in it. Hey, I've been thinking about your loving and your freaky visions. You got me focused and dedicated to chase a billion. Couldn't approach you like a lame, I had to be persistent. I'm riding with you through whatever like a Honda Civics. Whoa, it ain't they business how you work it out like Planet Fitness. Followers watching on Twitter, I ain't forget to mention. You making moves for me while I'm cruising and wheel gripping. Come be my stripper, I might Jones, girl, I'm still tipping. Hey, you my player lady, I might just drive you crazy. You feeling on the daily, just hit my cell, baby, cooking for a new. Call a quarter and blue, I ain't worried about all them others, girl, it's you I pursue.
Say she wanna ride with me, I tell her mama she can slide with me. Say she wanna catch a vibe with me, say she tryna grind with me. She try to kick it all the time with me. She steady rolling on this ride with me. Say she wanna ride with me, I tell her mama she can slide with me. Say she wanna catch a vibe with me, say she tryna grind with me. She try to kick it all the time with me. She steady rolling on this ride with me, baby, come and ride.
No need to worry what you need, you get it, no question. Baby girl, you lethal with it, you a deadly weapon. Lot of these niggas be reaching, but they just both flexing. Girl, I'm catching them plays like Odell Beckham. Can't nobody come between you and all your dreams. You need a man by your side to fulfill your fantasies. And let's rise together, forget these frenemies. Your exes fall like autumn, so baby, let them leave. This loving not so simple, look at what we got into. You my tie like your credentials and it's sentimental. Hey, come and kick it with a boss, man. On this shaky road, it's a gamble like dice games. First class trips, looking at them flights, babe. You smelling good, that be fragrance like Dolce. And when you moaning out, okay, I get the glove, no OJ. And haters screaming out, no way. Say she wanna ride with me, I tell her mama she can slide with me. Say she wanna catch a vibe with me, say she tryna grind with me. She tryna kick it all the time with me. She steady rolling on this ride with me. Say she wanna ride with me, I tell her mama she can slide with me. Say she wanna catch a vibe with me, say she tryna grind with me. She try to kick it all the time with me. She steady rolling on this ride with me. Baby, come and ride with me. Hey, baby, come and ride with me. Yeah. Hey, baby, come and ride with me. Baby, come and ride with me. Say she really wanna ride with me. I told her mama she could slide with me. Say she catch a vibe with me.
Hey, what up? It's Jaya. You are now rocking with me and the best DJ for independent artists, DJ BJ Clark. Let's get it up that one time.
Honestly, bro, I'm just so fucking exhausted, bro. I'm in this mud trying to write and dealing with getting on the side texting, so apologies. You just gotta be willing to put the work in and stay consistent, you know? A lot of people just want that instant gratification.
From the shot at NY, I'm killing shows, I'm on a journey. I have yet to make a way, but I'm in motion cause my current lyrical abilities provide a hit of dopamine. No stroke of luck, I laid life on sheets and started eating. I was spitting through the pain just like toddlers when they teething. Donating plasma for some cash, bruh. It was all bad, hotel hopping with my daughter, eating off the link. Living out the trunk of my car, damn near pushed me to the brink. Meanwhile, I'm still pulling up to open mics to tell my story. I wanna speak some life into them folks who be recording me. Me. Ain't come up off no blocks to help my stride on these tracks.
Wasn't me.
I hit a couple potholes, dealt with them nonchalant though. Ooh. Picturing them business combos in resorts in Congo. Life of EQ of high and lows, find a frequency. Inching to my goals, man, I feel I'm on my breakthrough. Know that jealousy occurs when you doing what you meant to.
Huh?
Reshape your mind to shape your future. Keep your poise. Consistency is the woman that holds all rewards. Get up on your business, boy, do your thing. Just know if you waking up, you can make a way. Reshape your mind to shape your future. Keep your poise. Consistency is the woman that holds all rewards. Get up on your business, boy, do your thing. Just know if you waking up, you can make a way.
Morning, granny, I know you seeing me out here working. Throughout the struggle, you know I'm still chasing after purpose. Highs or lows, I'm about to get it, no, that's for certain. To see the smiles on my youngest keep making life feel worth it. I know about that drama, but put that on my mama. You can watch the boy rise, I'm working on that come up. Yelling, it's my summer, so I'm getting to it. Cause I'm just trying to see 8-0 zip behind these commas. Truth be told, the youngin' just trying to ball out. Give my kids the world before the day that I fall out. Highly motivated, so watch me give it my all now. Consistently trying to be the one that's gonna make them all proud. Came away from couch hopping, now I'm trying to get it. Standing as a man chasing after a childhood vision. Cause when your future calling, you just gotta listen. Until the days I'm back receiving granny kisses.
To shape your mind and shape your future. Keep your poise. Consistency is the woman that holds all rewards.
Trust the process, said that shit from beginning. I've been working, going hard on my mission. Started off like I would play in a scrimmage. I made man with it and I'm a Christian. I've been working, focused all on the profit. Preach the message to him like I'm a prophet. In the city like you gotta just drop it. Financial freedom with it, yeah, I'm a cop it. And
Lord knows,
I can't fold.
Stay ten toes.
Yeah. On my goals. For real. Been thinking about the shit that I did. I've been focusing on how I'ma live. Ain't playing around, I got time for these kids. Hit fresco threads for the fitted, no lids. Get on the map and my mate bring out the grid. This is why I'm high like that nigga Mills. Lord knows how I'm coming is real. I'm praying hard on my people get meals. Nike style to beat my check or just check it. I'm invested in my message, protected. Women saying I've been coming, collected. Now I'm bossed up, I'm blessing, I'm destined. Hey, everybody start to wonder, Ranger like they Stevie with it. Why you killing them, bam? I've been going hard for 39 weeks. Straight on my IG, they think it's
this channel. Process said that shit from beginning. I've been working, going hard on my mission. Started off like I would play in a scrimmage. I made man with it and I'm a Christian. And Lord knows,
I can't fold.
Stay ten toes.
On my goals.
I've been working, focused all on the profit. Preach the message to them like I'm a prophet. In the city like you gotta just drop it. Financial freedom with it, yeah, I'm a cop it. Cause
Lord knows,
I can't fold.
Stay ten toes.
On my goals. Hey, fuck the hate and get it like I'ma need it. Staying down for the come up ain't easy. When you work it, they may never believe it. Just keep on going, make it work and achieve it. Ain't no complaining how we do it, believe me. I've been working, mama know what's the reason. My force is just a Bieber color, believe me. I put it on the pedal, focus, no speeding. This be that Elmer Fudd, I'm talking real. Spit it from the cow to county, had to go. Get it like a psychic with it, give a mo. Vision like extended numbers, I need more digits. Came with a plan, I ain't Uncle Sam. Charging through the game, feeling like a Ram. Had to build a brand, put this on my fam. All my niggas want it, hustle for them M's.
I said that shit from beginning. I've been working, going hard on my mission. Started off like I would play in a scrimmage. I made man with it and I'm a Christian. And
Lord knows,
I can't fold.
Stay ten toes.
On my goals. I've been working, focused all on the profit. Preach the message to them like I'm a prophet. In the city like you gotta just drop it. Financial freedom with it, yeah, I'm a cop it. Cause Lord knows,
I can't fold.
Stay ten toes. On my goals, for real.
Do just what we want. my fantasies to life. Inebriated, power love, making a natural high.